Hello, everybody. It's me, Big Daddy Brian, and my best friend in seventh grade, Sebastian.
I love that intro. It cracks me up every time.
I know. We should have been doing that since, like, day one, first episode.
Yeah, that's cute.
How you feeling?
Good. It's been an interesting week, but good.
Bro, I feel like it's been a terrible month for me. I feel like I'm so tired, mentally drained.
Aww. But like an old man. You're mentally drained, but with the bachelors. Oh shoot.
It's crazy that our first episode in December isn't gonna be like a catching up episode, because like we have so much stuff that happened in December, but we're here to talk about one thing and one thing only. And you know what that is, baby? You wanna talk about it?
Yes. Okay, a little backstory first, no?
Yeah, backstory for sure.
I did not get it. So, if y'all don't know, I have over, like, 200 books. Because I collect books, and I got into reading during 7th grade. Because I remember somebody recommended the Lost Hero series. Not the Percy Jackson, the Lost Hero. And then I found out that the Percy Jackson books were first. And then I read those, and I fell in love. And then I found out that you also read the Percy Jackson books.
Yep. I don't think it was until, like, high school, right?
Yeah, you didn't read them until high school, but it wasn't until, like, we reconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like, oh, like, you also read them? But yeah. I read them in middle school.
Yeah, it was crazy because I think the only reason I read the books was because the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's based off a book. Like, it looks cool, and I always loved, like, Greek god stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Percy Jackson, like, if you guys don't know, is basically, like, a book series about, like, these kids that are half-bloods that have parents that are Greek gods.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had a burp.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, like, stop. But, like, I barely ate, like, a while ago, guys. And I just, like, ooh.
What did you eat?
I ate Chipotle.
Dude, oh, my God, you're lucky. Tell me why I was kind of thinking of getting Chipotle for lunch tomorrow.
Bro, but isn't it crazy how expensive Chipotle is now?
Dude, it's expensive. You honestly, $20 is not enough for Chipotle, low-key.
Yeah, it's, like, terrible. I remember I got, like, 2 burritos, and that shit came out to, like, $30.
Dude, that's too much, no? Like,
yeah, I was like, $30 for 2 burritos, bro? I could go to Federico's and get the same for, like, $20.
Yeah, honestly, real.
That's insane. And then, like, so we went, right, and I got a burrito. I also got a burrito bowl because I'm a big boy, mm-hmm. and big boy needs meat.
Oh, not the meat.
Oh, why'd you say it like that? That's...
Why do you say it like that?
Yeah, what's going on over there? Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, I got that, and Elaine also got a burrito bowl. And guess how much it came out to?
Honestly, I'm going to say 40.
Came out to $50 with tax.
Oh, my gosh. That's
we didn't even get drinks.
Might as well get drinks.
I know, but I was like, nope. Because it's insane, Sebastian. Like, no drinks. Like, every place at least gives you, like, a drink with your food.
Yeah, no, they sell it separate now in most places.
That's insane to me. Yeah. But let's go back to what we're talking
anyway.
About. basically, me and Sebastian have been following this series for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when the movies came out for Percy Jackson, we kind of hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. How did you feel about the movies?
It was pretty good.
I think the first one was good and the second one was kind of whack.
The first one was, yeah, that's what I was going to say. The first one was really good. The second mm-hmm. one was horrible. The animation, the SFX, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's just CGI, isn't it?
The CGI. It was horrible for the second one. Horrible.
Mm-hmm. You could tell they weren't going ham for that second one.
No, the budget was not budgeting.
And I think one of the things that I didn't like about the movies was that they made the characters like they looked like adults. They did not look like teenagers.
Yeah, they didn't look like kids. They didn't look young. They were old. Mm-hmm. The movie adaptation, the first one, again, was pretty good. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. The second one was not. But
it was whack.
Yeah, but the books are amazing. We obviously know that. Movies are 50-50. Mm-hmm. But the series, what do you think?
All right. So, guys, if you have not watched the TV show for Percy Jackson, you guys need to watch it before you listen to this whole thing. Oh, it's on Disney Plus, and we're going to talk about the first two episodes, right?
Yes, first two episodes.
Okay. So, Sebastian, right away when we got right into it, I knew I was gonna get kind of annoyed by the kid's voice. That's Percy.
Really, Brian? I'm gonna cut you off right there. That's horrible.
No, no. Look, it's because I just hate hearing like squeaky voices, so it gets kind of annoying to me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, Brian, stop being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get used to it. It's one of those things that I just had to get used to. But overall, that first episode, I think it did the job right, and it gets you hooked. Or you don't think that?
No, I agree. I think the way it opened was beautiful. I think the what's it called? The SF, what did we say again? The
CGI?
The CGI is beautiful, Brian. Oh my god, like that's what I was terrified about. I was terrified about like the CGI being really low budget and it just looking super fake and taking me out of like the fantasy of it.
Yeah.
But the second that teacher turned into her monster, oh, I was like, this is amazing.
I know what you're talking about, because like a lot of TV shows now, like even TV shows now, when they have CGI, it looks terrible. Like
horrible.
It looks weird and it just takes you out from the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this show, like, I thought it did good. Like, I was scared for what they were going to do with the Minotaur at the end.
That's what I was going to say. Even the Minotaur looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. I know, like, it has underwear or whatever, but I hated that. I hated that.
But isn't that, like, part of the books, though?
I believe it is. I believe it's part of the book. But
yeah.
I just hated it. Like, I just did not like it. But the Minotaur was done beautifully. The fighting scene was done amazing. Oh, Camp Half-Blood, oh my gosh.
It looked amazing. I think the beautiful. Only part that took me a little bit to get used to was the horse thing with Chiron.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was kind of like, it looks kind of weird. But like, I also got to understand, like, this man's half horse, half man.
Right. I mean, there's going to be some parts where it's like, oh, that's weird. But obviously, you know, they're trying their best.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about actors. How do you feel about the actors?
Okay, so the guy that plays Percy, I couldn't really believe him in that role at first, but it took me a while to get into him.
Okay.
I think it's because I know I shouldn't be, like, one of those people that are, like, he does not look like the character in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he really does not look like the character from the book.
No.
Because I was, you know what I mean?
I don't mind it. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I think out of every actor that I saw in this so far, Annabeth is my favorite.
I loved Annabeth's character.
She is doing amazing in these two episodes. I'm like, well, I mean, we barely saw her in the first episode, like for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But she was amazing. She's
freaking... Shout out to her, because she probably got a lot of hate, but she like did everything she did.
And she was picked personally by Rick. So that says a lot. She killed it. I don't know. There's little things that did kind of bug me. For example, Luke, I was so mad he didn't have blonde hair.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm telling you. Like, did it little changes where I was kind of like, I know you guys want to do diversity, and I don't have a problem with diversity, but sometimes I'm like, you guys need to relax with all this diversity, man.
I don't know. I think we're like not agreeing on that, because I really don't care. Like, Annabeth killed it. She's amazing. The only thing that bugged me was with the only reason I'm saying about Luke's hair is because he's the son of Apollo.
That's true. So and he doesn't.
All of the kids of Apollo have blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're I mean? Right. Like, what's his name? Nico's boyfriend. What's his name? Him. He has blonde hair.
Yeah.
And then Luke has blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of bummed out that Luke didn't have blonde hair. Mm-hmm. But I liked his character. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think Percy is so adorable. Like, he just stole my heart. And I think he is. Like, when he was doing the floss, I don't know, on top of the mountain.
You like that part? I cringed a little bit. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I cringed. But it was a good cringe for me. Like, it just brought me back to being in seventh grade.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I loved it. I loved it.
You're saying you're doing the floss in seventh grade?
No, but, like, it brought kind of, like, at that time period, we were doing, like, the Harlem Shake.
You're right.
It's, like, I don't know, like, it kind of brought back memories. It brought me back to seventh grade, like, the Harlem Shake or, like, Fun Run. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know, like, it just brought me back to being a kid, and I loved it.
Hell yeah, brother. A character that kind of surprised me was Clarissa, I think her name is.
Clarice, I think?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the books, she's usually described as a big girl with red hair.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw her show up at first, I was kind of like, huh? That's her?
Yeah.
But she grew on me really quick. I loved her character.
I loved her character. And that fighting scene?
That went crazy.
That went crazy. So, yeah, I loved it.
At first, I was like, I think the only thing I had a problem with was that she didn't look big to me. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she didn't look like muscular.
Muscular. Yeah.
But then they did like a little shot of the girl, and I was like, oh my gosh, she looks buff. Mm-hmm. Buffer than me.
Brian, you are not buff.
I mean, I'm pretty buff. You haven't seen me worked out lately. You haven't seen me in a month. That's why.
We literally saw each other like 2 weeks ago.
Where? When?
We legit saw each other.
No, that was in Thanksgiving.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah, it's already. Fast. It's about to be Christmas already.
Oh my gosh! Oh, you're right, because I was stressing the fuck out these last few weeks because of school.
Yeah. See, I know.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry, y'all. Hey, Adonis. Hey, Elaine. I don't know if you're there, but I miss y'all.
They're not here right now. It's just me.
Oh well. Anyway, take it back. no, I. Oops, I dropped my water. I absolutely loved it. I have no one thing that. But I'm just nitpicking. Like, I'm just, like, nitpicking mm-hmm. right now. Something I didn't like, or not that I didn't like, but I'm, like, I'm trying to get used to is, I think, the inexperience of the actors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an actor myself. But you, yeah. I mean, you can tell when there's, like, when they're, like, new to acting.
Yeah.
And, like, I like you said, there's some parts that were a little cringe, and there's some parts where the acting was not the best. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when the Minotaur came out, Percy's acting in that part was not my favorite.
Really?
It was not. Or like when the Minotaur was chasing the car, like
yeah,
his facial expressions was not my favorite. Or when Grover came out, his emotion, I don't know. It was his emotions can be bland.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like there's parts where he like kills it and I'm like, yes, he's amazing. But there's also parts where he's very bland and I'm like, it takes me out of like the fantasy. But yeah. I don't know. They're doing amazing, Brian. These two episodes were amazing.
That's crazy to me because I didn't really run into any issues where I was like, you know, judging their acting or anything.
Okay. Maybe I'm like nitpicking, but. Yeah.
Like me with the diversity thing where I was like, it feels kind of forced sometimes or it doesn't have to be.
I can see
but
that.
But maybe I'm the one tripping.
No, because I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of these new shows are very much like that.
Yeah.
But I mean I don't have a problem with it, but I get what
you're saying. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I was just kind of more like I was like, huh? Like, huh?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Take you out of that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
There was a lot of dialogue also, which I was kind of not fond of. Mm. But I mean it is the first two episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure once they get into the quest and everything, I'm sure it'll like pick up more. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there was and you know what I also was not a fan of the mom.
Really? I loved her.
I loved her too, like the way she is with Percy, but mm-hmm. I think it's just the acting. Sometimes the acting takes me out. But again, you know, it's a kids show.
Yeah.
Kids acting. So it's like, I understand. Like, I'm not like upset about it.
But... I don't know. You've seen Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we've both seen Harry Potter and like we've, like, you know, I don't think there was really any issue with the kid actors. And, like, I feel like that's kind of, like, a good way to compare the two things because they're pretty much similar.
But keep in mind, Daniel Radcliffe and... Emma Roberts?
No, that's a whole different girl.
Emma Stone? No, not Emma Stone.
No, that's a whole other girl, too.
Well, the one that played Hermione, they were child actors, though. They were in projects before Harry Potter.
Weren't they, like, in, like, some, like, theater acting or something like that?
Yeah, they were, like, I think they were in, I think they were, like, in... Yeah, they were child actors. Like they were, they had to work before. And these actors, I think this is like their first gig. I think I haven't looked into it. I think But overall, these two episodes are definitely for me a 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, for sure. Like I have nothing negative to really say. Like I really like the whole thing. I was kind of going through the motions with the first episode just because, like, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And then I think, like, mm-hmm. the last, like, 5 minutes with, like, the whole Minotaur coming out, Percy fighting it, and then Percy just pulling out the horn and just, like, stabbing the guy in the head. I was like, oh, all right, it got my attention now.
Yeah. The first episode, of course, is obviously going to be the introduction.
Yeah. That's where it's kind of slow. And, like, because, like you said, there's, like, a lot of dialogue in the first episode. It wasn't, like, that much action until, like, the second episode was, like, I would say the second episode was, like, 30% action, and then, like, the other percent is, like, dialogue, like you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm, like, once they get into the quest, more training, once they go to the Medusa, and I'm obviously it's going to pick up. But yeah. I'm really, really hoping
this spoiler, Sebastian, like, there's Medusa?
Yeah, they already put it in the trailer.
No, no, I was just kidding. Sebastian, her name was Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot her
name. I had to look it up. I was like, no way.
But I really hope with this series, they do, I hope it's such a big hit. And, you know, they develop more of a budget, more, and they get more experience for them to finish the whole storyline of the series. Because that's what I was hoping for the movies. Like, for the movies, I was hoping that they would do all 5 books.
It sucks, though, because, like, you have to make sure you do it, like, back to back. Because with Harry Potter, I think the way they did it was after they were done with one film, they would give them, like, a little break, and then they would just go back right into it ASAP. So, like, say the first film is getting done, they would still, they would start doing the second film already so that before the kids...
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's what they do with this show, but, you know, you never know with Hollywood.
I think they're going to see how it goes for first season and then see if they, like, continue it. I just want an adaptation where they just don't finish the Percy Jackson books. I want him to finish the whole Percy Jackson and the Heroes of Olympian. Heroes of Olympian.
I don't think they're ever going to get do that.
I know. But I love that series more than the Percy Jackson. I know, sue me.
Yeah, you're pretty insane for that.
That's such a white thing to say. Sue me. But no, I love the Heroes. I love the Heroes of Olympus just because of Frank. And Leo. Leo has my heart. I love it. And then
Hazel.
Piper. Oh, I love Piper.
You love Piper? I keep forgetting you like her.
I love her. She's a... Did you know that? Spoiler. Jason died.
Yeah, we talked about this, remember?
Did we talk about it already? I was shocked. We talked about it. Yeah. I haven't... I read the first book of the...
The newer ones?
The Oracle ones? What is, what's that? Hold on, let me get the book because I have it right here.
I think it was in those because I remember that. I think the Piper found out she was like bi, right?
Yes, which I didn't like. I didn't like, but anyway, got again. Yeah, the Trials of Apollo. I read the first book and then I just did not continue reading it. But, like, the whole series. And I guess he dies like in the newest book, and I was honestly I was shocked because he was such a main character in the Heroes of Olympus.
And I guess it couldn't be like it was destiny or something like that, that he was gonna die.
Oh, you're right. And when that, when everybody thought he was gonna die in the last book, huh?
Yeah. You're right. I forgot who died in the last book, but yeah, somebody died. But I think that's what kind of sucks about this live adaptation is that, like, I wish I was kind of animated just because, like, it means, like, just more opportunities to cover the whole thing. But I guess, like, you know, live adaptations get the most money, I think. Am I wrong? Because I feel like with all these live adaptations lately, like, that's what the moneymaker is right now. I look at One Piece. One Piece has been a popular anime for a long time, and they made it into a live adaptation, and now it's, like, a big thing.
And I was, I guess. I mean, again, I think it all comes down to... Oh, my God, I do have that book. Sorry, I was looking at my bookshelf.
No, you're good.
I thought I didn't have this... Whatever. Anyway, I don't know. I definitely think if everything is done correctly, they can really pull it off, Brian. Like, merch. Like, I think they can pull this off if they do it correctly. And I don't think it'll be good as an animation just because, like, when you read the books, you imagine it.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing it as a live adaptation is almost like your imagination is coming to life. At least that's how I see it. I don't know. I don't know, Brian. I think I loved it. I think I loved it because it's a nostalgia more than the actual thing itself. I don't know if that makes sense.
You think you would recommend the show to people?
If you read the book.
If you read the book? So you're saying if, like, nobody's ever read the book, they have Disney Plus, they're bored and, like, they don't know what to watch, are you going to tell them to watch Percy Jackson?
No. I would tell them, I would probably tell them to read the book.
Really?
I would tell them to read the book because I can see people not feeling connected to it, if that makes sense. I can see people that have never read the book watch the first episode and be like, this is boring as fuck.
Really?
Yes.
But I feel like people will get into it.
No, well, again, I think because I mean, at least for I mean, if we thought the first episode was a lot of dialogue,
and right,
it took us even some time to get into it a little bit, and we read the book and we know what's to come, and we were still kind of like, oh, it was still pretty long in the first episode. I feel like somebody who has never read it, they're gonna be like, what is this? Like, whatever.
Yeah,
I think
you're right. Yeah, because. I don't know. I think another thing going for this series is that it's only 30 minutes. I low-key thought every episode was going to be like an hour.
Do you prefer the hour or the 30 minutes?
I think 30 minutes is better.
Yeah, I think they're good. I think it's like in and out quick, you know? And
I don't think that first book is long enough to do like 1 hour each episode. Right? I think it was like...
So?
Yeah, wasn't it like 150 pages, something like that?
Here, let me check that
out right here. Yeah. The lightning thing. Hold on. Because I don't remember it being that long.
Let's see. There's.
The
Red Pyramid. Have you read that one?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Right. There's 375 pages. There's enough content.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that long. But I think it could be done. I mean, the whole movie did it in like an hour and 60 minutes. Exactly. 60 minutes. That's 2 hours. An hour and 40 minutes, something like that.
Well, I'm reading the first page. Look, I didn't want to be a half-blood. If you're reading this because you think you might be one, my advice is close this book right now. Believe whatever lie your mom or dad told you about your birth. Aw, should I reread them? I kind of want to cry.
I think the only books I would reread from Percy Jackson is the last one.
Oh my God. That last book is written so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. And then And then with the Lost Heroes, I would reread Sun and Neptune and the one where they go to Hades underworld again.
Oh, so I think I disconnected for a bit. What was that?
Oh, I was talking about how like if I had to reread the Heroes one, I would reread what's it called? The Sun and Neptune and the one where they go down to like Hades something. House of Hades?
Oh, the House of Hades, yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I know. I don't know. For the Percy Jackson's definitely the last one. Definitely the last one. It was written. Mm-hmm. The battle in Olympus was amazing. And I was glad that like they struggled because you know it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And then for the Heroes of Olympus, I absolutely love the first one. And you're gonna hate me for that. And I love.
I know. It's because you love Jason.
No, not Jason. I love Nico.
Oh, you love Piper and Leo.
I love Piper and Leo. Jason, I didn't care for because I don't know. I didn't really care. I like Talia more than Jason.
I know. I can't believe. Whatever happened to her? I forgot.
Did she become a huntress? I can't remember either.
I think she took over for Artemis.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, remember
I like that. the whole book series.
Again, yeah, I know. Well, do you remember the saddest part? Another we're in it, whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm. The saddest part in that series is when the huntresses meet up with Leo, I think it is, and they just start getting hammered by that Cyclops.
Oh yeah, they all die.
And they start dying, and I was like, I remember reading that book. I remember my jaw was on the floor.
Mm.
It was so sad.
It's crazy because the series, you would think it's like all childish, all that, but like your stuff goes down.
No, I think the Heroes of Olympus is definitely darker than Percy Jackson.
You know what's kind of scary about this adaptation is that like, I feel like that second book was pretty whack. So I'm not really excited to watch like the second season of this show.
The Sea of Monsters?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty whack.
I know, me too. I'm not a big fan of sea.
Yeah. Look. If you guys don't know, Sebastian hates pirates.
Oh. Yep, you got that right. You know which book I skipped? And I don't think I've ever told you.
The Son of Neptune.
No, I skipped the Battle of the Lambeth.
Why that one?
I don't know. It was boring. It started out, I couldn't get into it. I remember I think I read like 3 chapters and I just dropped it and I was like, yeah, I'm over it.
I love that one.
Really?
That was a good one. That's yeah. Cool. That's when you meet Calypso. Is that her name?
Oh, yeah. Where Percy goes to the island, right?
Yeah. I love that one.
Feels her. That's fucked up because he said he was going to go back and he didn't.
And he never went back. Well, it's part of the thing where like they forget about her when they leave.
Not Leo. That's why he's my favorite character.
Because he's thirsty.
Oh.
I wonder how many other people have also read the series. I feel like I don't really run into a lot of people that read it. You know what I mean? Do you run into a lot of people that read the series?
I feel like I do, but then they're like not like, I mean, I don't think we're diehard fans, but I mean, they're like, oh yeah, I read it when I was like in sixth grade. And then they kind of like disregard it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, oh, sorry, I can recall every single book, every single chapter, every single character.
I don't know. I think we're kind of diehards because we read like the whole thing.
Yeah, honestly, I think. Well, did you also, okay, did you read the Magnus Chase series?
I tried to because you told me to read
it. Me too. And I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, so I think I was trying to read the first book. Because it was Anubis' cousin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of boring.
It was boring. Like, yeah.
I don't even know if they kept going with it, did they?
I think there's like 3 books. But can I be completely honest with you?
Yeah, what's up?
My favorite series of Rick, my first one is Heroes of Olympus. Then second favorite, The Red Pyramid.
I was going to tell you. I was like, I know you're going to pick that one. That one was good, to be honest. I feel like it's underrated.
Underrated as fuck, Brian.
Have you read, he also did this other one where it's like kind of like an anthology where like different authors write in it. It's called 39 Clues.
Oh, yes. I read the first book. It's where somebody dies, no? And they're like in a funeral or something like that.
Yeah, something like, I forget what the whole thing was about.
There's a bunch of them. There's like 15 of them.
Yeah, they were good though. I love them.
No, I read the first one, but no, his work is really good. I love the Red Pyramid. Those 3 books are just, and it's amazing because like the Egyptian gods are just fucking badass. I feel like they're more badass than the Greek gods, low key.
I don't know. I think that's your bias coming in because you love Egypt culture.
I do love Egyptian culture, but maybe.
But has there ever been an author like that though? Like has made like so many good series for like kids, like. Obviously, I feel like Stephen King is probably like the best author out there because like every book he makes comes into a movie or something.
No, that's trash.
What? Then who do you think is like the best author then?
Are you actually going to ask me that question right now, Brian, when I've literally told you 1,000 times?
Sarah J. Maas cannot be that good.
Brian, you have clearly not gone on Book Talk and searched her. Her name is everywhere. She's more popular than Rick, dude. I'm not even joking. She's more popular than Rick.
I wasn't talking about just Rick. I was talking about, like, in general.
No, I'm being serious. Sarah J. Maas.
Sarah J. Maas is better than Stephen King?
Better. She has 3 series. The first series has 5 books. The second series has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books. And her third series, her third book is coming out in January. And every single one of her books have been New York Times best-selling. She goes on tour. They're making a movie out of her first series and the series.
Wait, which one? Is it the one that you were trying to get me to watch? I mean, read?
That you didn't like because you read literally 2 pages.
That was no, I did not just read 2 pages. I read 179 pages and I cannot. Sebastian, that was like half the book.
No, Brian, there's I'm grabbing it right now. There's literally 347 pages.
And okay, do the math like, for me then.
And then not even, I ain't doing math, bitch. I'm majoring in English.
All right, let me do the math real quick. All right, 179 divided by what again?
350.
All right, let me do the math. You said 350?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I read 51% of the book.
But Brian, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that this is book 1. Of course, it's the introduction to a whole series and a whole world of, it has to be world building, obviously. And the first book has nothing to do with the rest of it. It's You're annoying. I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Guess what, Sebastian?
What?
This is how I feel about One Piece, because you don't want to watch the whole thing.
Well, you know what?
I got you good on.
I don't care.
I got him good, y'all. He's paused.
She's just amazing. You're just a hater. Her work, her writing skills are just immaculate.
It's insane to me because, like, I don't really hear about her that much. Like, I get that I'm not part of, like, book talk or whatever, but, you know, I feel like you would just hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see it. But, no, she's popular, dude. Like, trust me. Her books are everywhere. Like,
what's her main focus? Is it just, like, fantasy?
Fantasy fiction. But, so, her first two series are young adult fantasy fiction. Her newest series is adult fantasy fiction. So, it's a little more up there.
I think it's gonna take a while for her stuff to become popular though.
What do you mean? They're literally adapting a movie and a series for her work.
I know, but I mean more like with the movies and TV shows coming out, like it's gonna be like gonna take a while for her stuff to become even more popular, you know, because like Stephen King, that man became popping off after his like movies came out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to say about her. Like, she probably won't pop off until, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's popular now with book people, but, like, book people and, like, general population is not the same. It's like saying the people that, like, watch Harry Potter are, like, also reading the books.
But at the same time, Rick Riordan, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
That Percy Jackson books, he's been around forever. He's been around since I was probably in fifth grade. And Sarah J. Maas really just came out. When we were still in high school, I think it was her second book that came out when I was a sophomore.
But what's crazy is like this is where I'm trying to tell you again, where like Elaine, my baby mama, has never read Percy Jackson, but she has seen the movie, and that's what I'm trying to say about like Sarah J. Maas. She won't become popular until like her movies come out. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody's entitled to their wrong opinion.
I'm sorry, you politician.
It's okay. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Do you think you would be a good politician?
No. I wanted to be in mock trial. I wanted to be in debate club.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I would have been. I don't think I would do pretty good, to be honest. I think I would crack under pressure.
Makes sense. I don't know. There's people out there that like they don't do shit. They just say what they got to say.
That's true, but anyway, back to
that's what I would do.
Sorry, guys, that we went on a little rant with Brian being uncultured. But yeah, I definitely think y'all should check out this series.
What did you think about Grover? We didn't really talk about him.
I loved him.
Really?
Yeah, I
thought he was good too.
Yeah, I think he did amazing, and his legs look amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna look weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
What's another character? Well, how'd you feel about Luke? They really, like, give him a lot of spotlight in this episode.
Oh, they definitely did. And I think he's going to be a big... Obviously, he's a big part of the story.
Uh-huh.
But again, I liked Luke. The only thing I didn't like was the hair. But I did... I loved everything. The cap looked amazing.
Mm.
I think everything just... I think... And
and why'd you hate Sally again?
The mom?
Yeah.
Just her acting, which is like the main critic I have for everything.
I don't know, I liked her acting.
Okay.
And then how'd you feel about, there's one thing I want to talk about, Sebastian, who was that wood creature?
Oh, that was a nymph. No,
yeah, but like I don't remember in the book ever seeing that happen, right?
Like, I think she's the one that Grover goes to get advice from.
You think so?
But I can't remember her from the books because I haven't read them in a while.
For some reason, I thought it was his girlfriend, and then I was like, no way, that's not his girlfriend.
Me too, because his girlfriend is a nymph.
Yeah, but like, it seemed like they had a close relationship, so I was kind of like, who is this girl? What the?
Well, remember that all of satyrs are connected to Mother Nature. Yeah, yeah, Mother Nature. So, I mean, maybe that's why, but yeah.
Maybe. I was just hella confused. I was like, huh? What's going on here? What's it called? How'd you feel about Percy's stepdad?
He was all right. I mean,
Yeah, it was alright. I didn't expect a lot.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I like the.
Were you kind of like sword, what? Though. Yeah, I looked pretty badass. I thought it was gonna look kind of whack.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about like when Percy walked into the apartment and like all you see is Sally outside with her face like all wet from the rain and she just steps back into the room like nothing with like dripping wet?
I think that was a beautiful shot.
Really?
Because I think it was, it was what?
Oh no, you go ahead.
I think it was a good shot because it gave that transition of like Percy's life. Mm-hmm. And it really set the mood for, like, how shitty it is, kind of, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. At first, I was like, damn, girl. That's a lot of cleaning. Like, all real world over here. World. I was like, damn. She's just dripping in water everywhere. I would have been pissed.
Yeah, but she was depressed, so leave her alone.
Mm-hmm. Low-key. So, did the series follow the same path that the first book did? Or is it kind of different at parts?
So far from the two episodes, it's pretty accurate.
Really? Mm-hmm. For some reason, I felt like the first one was kind of like different from the book.
But again, it's the introduction. That's why. It's the introduction. Yeah. But I feel like it was accurate. The teacher, the museum, mm-hmm. getting to have Camp Blood. Half blood. Yeah. And then the Minotaur. And then I think it was good. Like, I think it was good. Them meeting Luke. The fight, the games that they had.
Yeah.
I think it was good. Like,
it was funny though, because like when Luke pulled up, I was looking like, who the heck is this guy? Mm-hmm. And then I saw his scar, and I was like, oh, that's Luke.
Me too. I didn't know it was Luke till they said it was Luke.
Yeah, I was like, huh? And who's the guy that's hanging out with Luke?
I have no clue.
I don't know either, because I remember like. I do feel like in the book, Luke had somebody next to him explaining everything to Percy about, like, the world of Camp Half-Blood. But, like, right. Other than that, like, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, Loki, neither do I.
Imagine it's, like, someone important that we completely forgot about.
But you know what? Probably, again, I haven't read it since 7th grade. That's 10 mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I haven't read this in a long time.
Oh, my God.
And when I reread Percy, I only reread The Lost Heroes. Is that what it's called? Is that what it's called?
The Lost Heroes?
Of Olympus? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first one of the Heroes of Olympus.
Yeah, that's the only ones like I really read. Like the whole book series of that. Because I feel like the Percy Jackson ones were good. But I just feel like I like the moments that were like in that
Olympus series. Yeah, the moments are definitely better. Mm. I wanted to start a book club at work because you can make your own club. And I actually wanted to do a book club and start with Percy Jackson, but I get out of there exhausted, so I'm like, I'm not trying to do more work.
I know. You're mentally tired every time I talk to you after work.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Are you ready? Are you good?
I think I'm good. Oh, damn, yeah. We talked a good minute.
I know. It kind of went by fast, low-key.
It did. That's how you know we love Percy Jackson.
Well, we'll be back for episode 3, y'all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sebastian, we should record an episode the day after Christmas.
No.
Or, like, on Christmas Day?
Oh, no. You're expecting too much from me. I love you, but I'll see y'all next year.
y'all will see me on January 2nd.
Y'all will see me on January 2nd.
Mm-hmm. How do you think we should do these episodes? Do you think we should watch, like, after every two episodes we record something? Or, like, after every episode?
I think we should do after every two episodes so they don't mm-hmm. get bombarded by, like, so much Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
And then in between, we can do, like, a regular episode, I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So, guys, you can expect me and Sebastian to come back with some Percy Jackson knowledge on y'all.
I know.
If you guys have not watched this, you guys need to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. It's mm-hmm. really good.
You're going to say something?
I was going to say, I was like, maybe if you watch it, you'll get into the books. Maybe I was wrong saying read the books first. Maybe if you watch the show, you will definitely get into the books, hopefully.
And guys, if you don't have an access to like any of these books, just look it up online on Google and put PDF. There is a lot of PDF files out there and you'll probably find one of the book.
Oh, that's messed up. That's illegal.
It's not illegal if it's on the internet.
Okay, chat GPT.
Wait, is it not? Because like, it's not like you're the one that's like, you know, getting it.
I mean, it's technically copyright. If somebody has a PDF, and it's the whole book, that's kind of plagiarism.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because you're not buying it from the actual source. You're getting it. It's like downloading illegal music. You're not getting it from the actual source.
Isn't it funny how everybody had like MP3 downloader on their phones?
Yep, I remember.
Oh god. It's funny because like people bring up like they used to like burn stuff onto their CDs or something like that. You know what I mean?
My mom used to do that. Hello, she has hello.
Yeah.
But don't come to my house, y'all.
Don't come to my house, y'all. Don't go to my local swap meets where there's hella burnt DVDs there. Sebastian, did I ever tell you we went to the swap meet and there was a guy selling like bags of weed? And I'm not talking about like little bags.
You told
was,
me like, that they were huge.
Like Ziploc bags of weed. And Sebastian, I was shook. I was like, I know it's legal now to sell weed, but like I thought you had to have like a dispensary license or something.
I thought you did have to be in the dispensary.
Yeah, I don't know how he was able to do that, but there's like officers everywhere, so I was kind of like, maybe I'm dumb.
You were like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I'm the problem.
I know.
All right, but I think that's it for us, guys. I'm gonna let Sebastian give you guys the outro because Big Daddy Brian is too sexy to say anything else.
You're annoying. Thank you for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. No, I'm just kidding.
But I was gonna say, like, Brian, shut up. We might. I think we'll post this one, then we'll post the one we did in the truck.
Yeah, that's
we'll
a good
do
one,
another Percy Jackson. So it's like 1-1-1-1. You will see us hear us pretty soon. Sorry if we sounded tired. We fucking are. But anyway, you can hear.
I know we're recording this at 10:30 AZ time, guys.
10:40 now. So I'm
yeah.
But yes, YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Gay Guy Straight Guy Podcast, right? Yeah, there we go. Sorry, yeah. I'm out of it. But y'all, thank you so much for listening, though. I love y'all.
You know what's crazy? I forgot to mention in the beginning, like, I was like, guys, we're going to talk about something that we've been talking about since day one. And if you've been a day one fan, you guys know we're going to talk about Percy Jackson.
That would have been a good intro.
Damn, I can't believe I didn't say that. That's okay. I was so tired.
We can do that to the next episode.
Hell yeah, brother. But shout out to you guys for listening. We really appreciate you. Bye.
Bye, y'all.